Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Little Mix. I'm your host, Sam, and tonight we are here with Ambitious Hottie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Girl, I'm doing good.
So this is going to be our Valentine's Day episode. We are recording before, but it's definitely going to be dropping on Valentine's Day. So happy Lover's Day to y'all. I actually want to go ahead and do the scents in lieu of Valentine's Day. I want to go ahead and start with that. Since I'm not drinking right now, we recording before, I'm gonna go ahead and get to the drink of the day. And since it's Valentine's Day, this drink is called my bad, y'all. The raspberry, this is a raspberry martini. So basically, it's a Valentine's Day cocktail that looks like the party. The raspberry martini, this drink is stunning and full of bright berry flavor. Sweet, tart, and lightly floral flavor of raspberry is beautifully pure thanks to homemade raspberry syrup. You don't technically have to do it homemade, but it just makes it better. This cocktail is perfect for a romantic dinner, Valentine's Day, or really any occasion that needs a red drink. Now, with this drink, you are going to need vodka, cranberry juice, lemon juice, and raspberry syrup. Again, it homemade is best, but you can purchase it. And to go ahead and make this drink, you're gonna want to shake it. You want to add all of the ingredients to a cocktail shaker. Add 2 handfuls of ice and shake until it's cold. If you don't have a shaker, you can use like a mason jar or something with a top. And then you want to go ahead and strain it into a martini glass and garnish it with a few more raspberries to be fancy. So, yeah. That's gonna be your raspberry martini. That's our Valentine's Day drink for Valentine's Day, y'all. It looks good. I wouldn't mind trying it. Actually, I may try it and I'll let y'all know how I feel about it. Oh, y'all can find this drink on, I think I found it on Delish. I believe I found it on Delish. Yeah, Delish.com. That's where y'all can find it at. But anyway, back to our regularly scheduled. Yeah, so since this is our Valentine's Day episode, I do want to ask you, is a first date on Valentine's Day too much for a first date?
Not really.
So like, okay, say for example, you met a guy, right? And you met him on Wednesday, and then Friday is Valentine's Day, and he's like, let's go out on a first date, but it's actually Valentine's Day on Friday. So, like, do you accept it because it's Valentine's Day? Do you accept it as a first date? Like, are you gonna expect him to go like above and beyond, flowers, balloons, like, or are you gonna be okay with it just being a first date?
I'm gonna say both because you gotta always be prepared. Even if he don't really like, okay, so really it like how can I put it? Because you really gotta have high expectations for the person that you're dating. Me, on the other hand, I do. And if it depends on if he celebrates Valentine's Day or if he don't. Now, if he knows that Friday is Valentine's Day and he want to do something cute for you, you got to be prepared for stuff like that. You can't just be like, oh, thinking one way and be like, oh yeah, he knows Valentine's Day, so that's why he probably already asked me. No, some men, they want to surprise you. Some men want to just be like, oh, okay, let's see how she takes our first date, let's see how it goes, or whatever be the case. Like, you just gotta be on your P's and Q's.
Go with the flow, kind of. I would say for me, If I were in the predicament, I would say that I would be accepting of a first date on Valentine's Day, but I wouldn't be just like expecting him to do the most. Like, I wouldn't be expecting him to bring me like this huge, like, oh, will you be my Valentine? Like, I wouldn't be expecting him to do the most because, one, I don't know you yet. So, like, we're getting to know each other. And honestly, it's just dinner. Like, Valentine's Day, most of the time, it's dinner, movie, or whatever y'all gonna do. And then, you know, how the night ends. But, not saying that on the first date that's gonna happen because it ain't gonna happen. But
not with everybody.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's like, I would accept it, you know, especially if the vibe is there, especially like if we've been getting to know each other already. Because one, I'm not going to meet nobody on Wednesday and then go on a date on Friday. I'm not doing that unless I'm already knowing you. Like, I got to get to know you. Like, let me talk. Let me, you know, we need to have a couple FaceTimes, a couple phone calls, because ain't no way I'm not about to know your first and last name before we go on a date. You could be any. Mm-hmm. No. You could be crazy as shit. We're not doing that.
That shit crazy.
We're not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't care. I don't even care that I'm licensed. I don't care about none of that.
What if he is a hopeless romantic? You never know.
I'm a hopeless romantic. But I need to know certain things. Like, before I go out anywhere with you, I need to know certain shit. Because I don't want to put myself in, like, a predicament where it's like, damn, I didn't know this nigga was crazy. Damn, I'm like... Yeah. I'm not trying to do that. So, more like... Okay, I would say maybe not in 3 days, maybe in 7 days, possibly. That's still kind of pushing it. I say 3 weeks, but...
I was going to say 7 days.
I say 3 weeks. I'm saying 7 days as opposed to the 3 days, because... I honestly don't feel like I would go out on a date with anybody within 3 days, like... Who? No. Unless it's some crazy shit. Like, for example, I got a crush on Drake. Okay, I mean, it's not even a crush, but you know what I mean. Like, that's my man without being my man. So, if Drake were to, you know, or Wale, if one of the two were to and ask me on a date or something, hell yeah, I'm going the same night. Because that's one once in a lifetime. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, no, that's just that. But, and it's so weird how my, like, different types of men, like, one, like, on one hand is Drake and on the other end is Wale. Like, just so opposite sides. It's crazy. But
I would want Wale for you because I'm not gonna lie, he's so poetic and, like...
I love it.
He's deep down to earth.
I fucking love it.
He would be a good fit for you.
I would definitely accept the first date on Valentine's Day, but again, I wouldn't be expecting the most. I still want my flowers. Don't play with me, because you need to come with flowers every time, but I'm not expecting like 12 dozens. Exactly. I'm not expecting all that. So like, if a female were to, like, you know, just meet a guy and he asked her on the first day for Valentine's Day, don't be out here getting all mad and like, oh, he's never gonna hear from me again after this because he just took me to dinner and he took me home or he was trying to come back to my place. Like, no, don't expect the most. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. Do you feel like women are supposed to get men something on Valentine's Day?
I mean, if you really like him and he, y'all in a relationship, yeah, you should. But some women don't do that. Some women just, well, I don't know, because I never experienced no shit like that. But no, let me not say that, because it was this one dude when we was in high school, and he got me something, and I got him something. I was just like, oh, okay, he got me something without me knowing that he got me something. And it was cute, because me and him were friends. And like, it was real cute. It was unexpected, and I was just like, damn, since I already had this, and I already got something for you, I'm gonna just give you something. But in relationship wise, because I ain't in no relationship, you're supposed to get your man something. Because that shows him that you love him and you've been thinking about him. Ooh. Now, if he don't get you nothing, oh, bitch, it's going to be a problem. Because, if I got you something and you ain't get me nothing, bitch, we're fighting. I'm going to ask you why, when, where, what, why.
Because that must mean you're getting another bitch something, okay?
Exactly. Or right. You was thinking about somebody else. Or, I don't know, in some cases, some men don't, you know, times get hard. So I understand in a man's perspective and I understand in a woman's perspective. So, like, you know, I can't say, like, okay, so I don't know who, what, when somebody gonna get me something for Friday. So I gotta be on my P's and Q's. But that whole, yeah, a woman should, just because y'all in a relationship and he appreciate little shit like that, even if he don't want the gift, because there's some men out here that don't want shit from women. They just want love, loyalty, and communication. Yeah. And I like that.
So,
being hopeless romantic.
I'm a hopeless romantic. I am. But I was very spoiled growing up. Princess treatment, like, completely. My dad, my stepdad, like, I just always had, you know, princess treatment. Like, my mom, I grew up seeing my mom get all this stuff, jewelry, like, gold, like, not flowers. She hates flowers. It's crazy because I love flowers and she hates flowers. It's crazy. But she used to get all of this stuff for Valentine's Day. And then once me and my sister got a certain age, we would then start getting stuff from our dad, our stepdad, stuff like that. So I just feel like I had never seen a woman get a man something for Valentine's Day. Because I always thought growing up, oh, this is a woman's, like, you know, holiday to celebrate. This is for women. This is what, because I just always saw, like, my dad, my stepdad bring my mom and bring me and my sister something. Like, we never got him anything. And so because of that, like, I just grew up like, yeah, that's for me. I'm not giving you shit. Like, what do you mean? But I didn't say that. It's not that I said that out loud, but in my mind, it was just like, boy, what am I, for what?
Chances, I ain't giving you shit.
I'm not planning nothing. I'm not putting shit together. I'm not decorating. You're supposed to be doing that for me. But now that I'm, like, you know, obviously just going through the motions of everything and understanding and being in relationships and stuff like that, I realized, like, yeah, no. When you're actually in a relationship, you in love and you love that person, like, it's lover's day. Not lover day. Mm-hmm. It's lover's day. So, like,
right, bitch, this ain't Mother's Day.
It's okay to get your partner something. It's okay to get the man something. And I'm not going to lie, before, I was so like, oh, this is about me. I want my flowers. I want my candy. I want the whole shebang. Like, that was just my mindset. But now I'm like, so, okay. And I'm going to put my sister business out there, too. Yes, I am. If you listen to this, Bookie, don't be mad. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a spice. She was telling me how, you know, she's pregnant right now. And
who?
Kimmy.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, I know motherfucking Johnny Shane. You're pregnant.
My sister is focused. She is focused on finishing up. She's about to graduate law school, so she is not worried.
Congrats, my girl. I'm gonna need you for a lawyer.
Yeah, she got you for a lawyer. Y'all look for her. She'll be an attorney soon. But yeah, yes, my other sister. Yeah, I got a lot. I have a lot of siblings. I'm just going to say that right now. But my other sister's pregnant right now. Kimmy's pregnant. And
I remember
a couple weeks ago, she was like, you know, we were talking or whatever. And she was saying, like, her men are, like, going. They're having, like, a little, you know, mini getaway. And we were talking about decorating. And I was like, oh, but you're going to be out of town. Like, who's going to help you decorate? You're pregnant. And she's like, girl, me and him will do it together. And I was like,
I like that for her.
Yes, I love that. I love that because it's like, oh, you know what? I never thought about that. Like, that's cute. Cause she was like, yeah, it's for both of us. It's not just for me, not just for him, it's for the both of us. And I was like, oh, that's honestly, that's
It's
really
cute.
sweet. Real sweet.
See, I
Like,
want that. I want that.
so cute. And I'm not gonna lie, I have like decorated, went full out for one man like once, and it just wasn't giving what it was supposed to give. Like I did all that, and he literally like, I'm not going. Should I put my business? I mean, I gotta.
Girl,
I'm
you
on a
already
podcast.
gonna
I
do
have
it.
no
Let's
choice. I
do
have
it.
no choice. I have no choice. But this man walked in a room and was like, "What is this?" And
I'd be
that's
like,
how I
bitches and
knew.
you, fucker.
This is how I knew. I was like, yeah, pack
Are
it
we
up,
talking about the
pack it
little
up,
demon seed?
pack it up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Pack that shit up. Like,
Bitch, I would have tore
honestly,
that shit down. I would have been like, fuck you, nigga. I would have tore all
that,
them decorations down. I would
oh,
be like, give me my money back and you can kiss my
Christ.
ass. And you ain't getting shit from me ever the fuck again. You can die, be born
Oh,
again, die, be born again.
wait, Lord.
The fuck?
She, y'all, she's very blunt. I'm letting it be
Because
known
I don't like
now.
that. My friend is a
Oh,
sweetheart.
I
My friend
know,
is a
I know.
full on sweetheart. She goes beyond and beyond for these fuckers called men, and they do little shit like that, like suck my dick and her balls. The fuck?
But no, that made me just like, oh yeah, and appreciative, like the fuck. But I had did it because I felt like at the time I was like, okay, things aren't, what they weren't how they were supposed to be anyway. And I was just like, maybe this will like help with the spark. It's Valentine's Day. Let me just go ahead
Cheer that
do it.
fucker up.
Exactly. But it was nothing. And I was just like, oh, okay, never doing that again. But that
Okay.
was my little 1-2 that I, tried to put out there. Like, okay, I have actually done something, like actual time spent, like actually trying to do something and catering and shit like that, and it just wasn't received. So
I don't
yeah,
like that.
but it's all good though. Like, I'm not tripping on that. Like, I'm not worried about it. I don't think I've ever bottom in something. Do you feel like the box? I don't want to say it. Fuck it, I'm gonna say it. Do you feel like pussy
Just
is
say it.
acceptable? Is pussy acceptable as a gift for a woman to give to a man on Valentine's Day?
I mean, it depends on the man. It depends on the man. Like, okay, so if it's like your little sneaky link, give him a little something on the side. But
What?
if this is like your main nigga, your day one, your little shit, your little yeah,
I love you.
give him all the pussy in the world. But even though, like, if y'all in a relationship, pussy gonna be there all day, every day. Like, but yeah, if it's like a little sneaky link, yeah, nigga, that's a reward for you to come see me and sneak and link this coochie. Okay? Other than that, no. Like, what
Y'all, this
the
girl's a Gemini. She a Gemini. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. Nothing else. Nothing after
I'm
that.
just saying, because like, what the fuck? You gonna always have, you gonna always give your mans some coochie. But if you're a sneaky link, yeah, like, bitch ass nigga, you getting this shit on Valentine's Day, and
Yeah,
then if you ask
that's
for it,
awkward.
it's gonna be on my own time, and only
Right.
on my own time, not on your
But
time, nigga.
I feel like if you just dating somebody or like not in a relationship type shit, like
Oh no,
at
they can
the
wait.
end of the day, yeah, like you gonna get this shit when I want. Ain't no way you about to be out here just demanding. And sweetie, only time you can demand something is when you are we become
Put a
official.
ring on it.
Once that is official, then absolutely whenever you want at a drop of a dime, like
You can get
absolutely.
this
For
kitty.
sure. But until then, we just dating, we just trying to get annoyed. Like, no,
The
It's
fuck?
when I want, when I need, like Ashanti said, like, don't play. Not okay. The other way around.
Okay. Big Shanti, not the little one.
But okay. Definitely I think it's beyond, you know, is pussy acceptable as a gift for Valentine's Day? I think it's beyond that. I think it's not just Valentine's Day. Yeah, but I think it's like a lot of women think, okay, this is my man. He's been my man for Christmas. I'm wrapping myself up. I am the gift. I'm giving him pussy for Christmas. I'm not getting him a gift for his birthday. Right. For his birthday, he's getting pussy. For Christmas, for goddamn... I ain't gonna say Easter, Lord Jesus, please forgive me.
Lord, you know, not on Easter.
You know what I mean. Bitches be feeling like,
but yeah, I understand.
That's it. And it's like, no, put some thought into it, put some effort. Like, men will take care of a woman that he actually cares about, loves, and appreciates. So at the end of the day, if you putting money into me, baby, I'm gonna show, like, hello.
Word.
I'm only
a man, not exactly. A little boy.
Exactly. I will be so honest right now, I don't spend money on no nigga that I don't give a fuck about. And I'm a Libra. Mm. I love to spend money on myself or people that I care about. So like, if I spend money on
my birthday coming up, what we doing?
Look, you know, this is the year we have to go crazy. We have to go crazy this year.
Oh yeah.
We have to. Oh yeah. We have to. But yeah, I only spend money on men that, like, if I fuck with you, like, yeah, we locked in. Absolutely. Besides that, boy, fuck you. Cause, huh?
Okay.
What? Like, are you please be for real. Like, yeah, no. But yeah, ladies, pussy is not enough. Not when you're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. Put some more thought into it. I mean, like she said, if it's a sneaky link, I mean, you gotta take what you can get.
Yeah.
Take what you can get, sweetheart. That's all I'm gonna say. But
if this is your man, give him the world, because he's giving you the world. He's taking exactly. care of bills, like my bestie said. He's doing his shit. Okay? Like I said, keyword, men. Not little fucking boys. And that's for the fellas. Because, you know, y'all be getting Mr. Screwed out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. So, I have seen this post, like, a couple weeks ago about, I don't know. I'm not sure if it said a state or a country. It was somewhere. Basically trying to change, like, and this is different. This is a different topic, y'all. Before I even started going to, yeah, but they basically were trying to change the law to make it to where a paternity test would be demanded. It should be, you know, requested upon the birth of the baby. So that way, once it's determined, that man can, you know, go ahead and sign the birth certificate if it's your baby. If that child is not your child, then, you know, you don't have to worry about, one, signing a birth certificate, and now it's not your responsibility to then, if it, you know, comes up, be on child support and shit like that. And so I think a lot of men would definitely 1,000% be like,
go for that shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a 50-50 thing with me because I'm not gonna lie, and I ain't gonna put nobody business out here because I'm gonna change names around, because, you know, we ain't gonna put nobody business out. But a certain close person to the both of us, he went through a situation like that, and I kind of felt his pain in a way, because at the end of the day, that man went above and beyond for his kids. He took care of that kid that wasn't his, he took care of it. Mm-hmm. Mind you, when he found out that that kid was not his, I felt so bad for him, because I was like, bitch, you better go fight for your rights. As a father, I'm not gonna lie, these good fathers, Because fuck the deadbeats. Because y'all be pissing me the fuck off. I wish y'all fuckers was never born. But the good fathers that actually take care of their children, go above and beyond, damn near probably die by their kids. And I fucks with it. But I like those kind of people. I fucks with those people. Because why should y'all sit up there and suffer this bullshit? And I'm not gonna lie, like, some of these females out here, they be putting they self in predicaments like, damn, bitch, like, yo coochie that outside like that, where you don't know who the fuck your baby daddy is. Like, bitch, retrace your footsteps. Like, think on that shit. Like, I understand, yeah, we might have them drunk ass nights. We might have them nights where, yeah, we, you know, we can't remember, but bitch, I'm sorry. I'm gonna remember mine, because I'm not the type to sit up there and just throw a baby off on a man.
Yeah.
Like, no. I wanna make sure what happened that night. I wanna make sure, bitch, if we did or did not use a condom, I wanna make sure. Because I don't wanna put your ass on child support, or I don't wanna put you through some shit that's gonna cause you to feel some type of way towards me.
Yeah. And just imagine those people who they've been on child support for 17, 18 years.
I feel so bad for them. And then
after that, they find out the baby, that's not your baby. After all of that time you've been paying child support, nigga, you deserve. You should be able to sue the fuck out of that child's mom.
Child support.
You should be able to get all and that child back. Absolutely. Like, nigga, I want to sue the system. I want to sue everybody. Because you saying just because I signed my name on a piece of paper, I signed all my, like, that.
Shit, he was being a man.
Exactly. Like, no, what you need to do is go ahead and, you know, make sure
take
that
the initiative.
Exactly. Make sure that the DNA is right. And like I said, doing it at birth might be the better option, only because it's like, for some people, like you said, 50-50. I want to say, no. this is off topic. This is crazy, but I remember one time me and, you know, my children's dad, like, we were having a little whatever, and this,
I hate him so much. Okay. I don't like that bitch.
This guy tried to be like, oh, and mind you, it's nothing I did. It was nothing I did. Like, and I can say that wholeheartedly, but he was like, oh yeah, and I'm gonna go get a DNA test for him. And I was like,
bitch ass nigga, go sit your stupid ass down. Those your kids.
Bro, I said, go ahead. And then once you do, please be prepared to never speak to me again. Don't speak to me ever again, because not one, that's disrespectful as fuck to me. I mean,
and your science.
I get other women out here. Yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure you do that. But to me, I felt like that was disrespectful as fuck. You know I'm a one-man person. Like, ain't no way.
One man army.
Ain't no fucking way, bro. Like, it just, to me, it was a sign of disrespect. And I was like, go ahead. Do what you do. I would never
slap in your face.
I would never
put that, a spit in your face.
Seriously, I would never in life deny a man paternity to his kid. I would never do that. If that's what you want to do, sweetheart, go ahead. But then once you get the answer that you already know, please don't think you about to sit in my face and a kiki
and ever play again. With it.
It'll never happen. Sorry. No.
Fuck on you,
and not to sound cordial for the kid, because I would, but it's the level of disrespect, because you should already know that. Like, there's no question. Like, come on. Even, you know, to the fact of my family, they always joke, like, I must have, like, you know, had a baby by the milkman and this and that, because my kids are light.
Yes, they are.
Are fucking blue and all these, he was born with fucking blue eyes and it turned gray and all this shit. Now they like very like a light like brownish. I don't know, but it's just crazy that would even come up in something that I didn't even, you know, whatever. But like I said, I would never deny it. Go ahead, do what you gotta do. Obviously it's been squashed. That was years ago. you know, obviously, but and he knows, like, you know, it's very like, duh, everybody know that, like, they look, my daughter looks just like him, like, dead ass. My son looks like me more so, I feel like, you know, but that's it is what it is. I want to say I also know someone, and like you said, I'll switch names around or whatever, because I don't want to put anybody business, you know, out there, but I know of a situation where, you know, a friend of mine, like, she didn't find out until she was 18 that her dad wasn't her actual dad. And so,
damn.
Yeah. So for her to go 18 years of thinking like, this is the person who raised me, this is the person who, you know, was her dad and shit like that. And then to go to a completely different scenario, like, I can't imagine.
She was heartbroken. I know she was feeling some type of way. But did she end up finding out who her real dad was?
The crazy part is, I kid you not, her dad was literally someone that she grew up with and she knew her entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. To the point where... to the point where it was like, she was just like, what the fuck?
Because, like, why the fuck, like, you ain't be honest with me, bitch?
Exactly. But, you know, her mom wanted to basically take it to her grave. And I don't want to say take it to her grave, but it was just something that, you know how you got those, you know how you had those families? And again, I'm not trying to put nobody business out there. But you know how you have those families that are fucked up families and shit get, like, swept under the rug and shit like that? It was just a lot of that going on. And so because of that, it was just like, well, shit, I'm just not going to say nothing. And then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to tell this person that this is the daddy and this and that, and then you'll have a normal life. But then it's like, well, bitch, do I really have a normal life, you know? But yeah, so I think that in itself is, like, really fucked up. I think that can change a person, like, tremendously. But I will say this too, in feeling bad for her, you also gotta understand what her mom went through as well, to have to,
yeah, she probably was trying to find somebody that's compatible with her. And she probably was like, since this man is good for me and my kid, he never stirred me wrong, I'm just gonna tell her, bitch, this your damn daddy.
Yeah.
This my, like, you know, this my daddy, right? But that's her daddy.
Like, this is a man that I know who has potential that I chose to be a good father. Exactly. And that's why I said, to me, one thing about it, nothing turns me on more than a good father. Like, even if you're not a dad yet.
Me too.
Even if you're not a dad yet and you just have that, like, man, I don't know. It's just something. It's just
girl,
something
make
about it.
You go, woo-woo.
That instinct to just be caring and, like, oh, you fell. It's all right, bro. Like, shake it off. If it's a little boy or something, you know, like, if it's a girl,
yeah.
Honestly, princess.
That's like in my situation. My situation. Bitch, I can't even say it's a situation because it's just, what the fuck can I say it is? A fucking mess. Like, okay, so when, you know, child back in the day, your girl was young, wild, and making crazy ass decisions. I'm not gonna lie about that. I'm gonna take accountability because at a certain age, you should. Like, just at a certain age, you should always take accountability for your bullshit that you did back in the G. But since I'm telling my biz naives, you know, word from Batum, I am going to say, and I ain't changing no motherfucking names. Ooh. Jeremy motherfucking Daniels.
Oh.
Hooked up with that fucker. Yeah. Hooked up with that fucker.
Oh.
Bitch, mind you, I told him, mind you, we're drunk. Mind you, I'm drunk as fuck. He's drunk as fuck. I told him, I feel like we should use a condom just in case, you know, I don't want to get pregnant. You don't want to get pregnant because I don't know how many kids you got, but at the time that me and him were talking, bitch, he was hiding kids. Bitch, I ain't know how much this motherfucker had kids, how many kids this motherfucker had. This bitch had a bunch of fucking kids. More kids than I could fucking count and probably still counting. But anyways, his ass, we had sex or whatever be the case. Mind you, he was like, just making jokes. Talking about, you might as well just say you pregnant or whatever be the case and yada, yada, yada. I'm like,
he knew what he did.
Yeah. And girl, it was a whole condom on the dresser next to him. I'm no like, way. Bitch, at this point, you basically, nigga, you baited me. I'm a whole bait. Bitch, you put that bait out? Well, no. I put a bait out and bitch, no, fuck that shit. It was the other way around. He put that bait out and bitch, I took that shit like a stupid bitch that I was at the time. Mm. And I'm not gonna lie, like, when I did go get checked, I was 3 weeks pregnant with JC on. I didn't know. Girl just came back from Georgia with a certain someone that I ain't gonna put his business out like that either. But it came back, and mind you, I was like, bitch, I did not know my ass was pregnant. I'm thinking, bitch, he was joking at the time, because he made a little joke, and that's why I say I always take men yeah. serious oh, a little
nah,
bit too
baby.
Damn serious.
Nah, baby,
well, he
I've
wasn't
learned
even
that.
A huh? Yeah. Huh? So, this is why I take men period real serious when they say, "Oh, you drinking like you want to get pregnant or some shit." He said like yes. that, and I was like,
"When a man like,
is
tell bitch you
planning."
When a man tell you he's going to get you pregnant, when a man tell you are bitch. Pregnant, when a man tell you that he's going to get you pregnant more than once, or as soon as you drop that baby, I'm going to put another one in there. Oh, baby. Mm.
Oh, girl, baby. He's a plotter.
The hard way.
He was a plotter. He was a plotter, but he was not planning. He was a plotter.
Oh, shit. Girl, you giving me flashbacks. Lord, the trauma.
Girl, the shit killed me. I was in that damn doctor's office screaming, crying. And the lady was like, "Why are you?" She was like, "You must don't want to have this baby." I said, "No, ma'am. I'm already." I said, "Ma'am, I don't want to have this baby. I really don't." I was like, I didn't even dream of having a baby at a certain age. I mean, at this age that I was, because I was just like, I'm fresh in my damn 20s. 21 at that, fresh in my 20s. I just turned 21, bitch. On my birthday, 22, ended up being 5 months pregnant, bitch. I was so fucking mad because I'm like, what the fuck? And when I actually got on the phone, mind you, the person that I went to Georgia with, I asked him. He was like, nah. He was like, we always use condoms, and I'm like, yeah. So you're like, exit out from everything. Like, I'm not even gonna like. Put a baby on you, because that's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So I went to the main source, which is this dumb motherfucker. Mind you, he gonna tell me, oh, you sure that's my baby? Oh, do we gotta get a paternity test? Bitch ass niggas, you was the only fucking one that's dumb enough to nut in me. And I told your stupid ass to use a fucking condom, but your stupid ass did not want to. Mind you, I ain't gonna lie, it replays back in my mind a couple of times because, yeah, we all been there, done that at that time. Like, we been there, done that. And like I said, I was young, dumb, and wild. Wild as shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie to nobody. Like, we all got a past. We all been through that. But not to the point where somebody that you thought you was like, you know, just getting to know, like, bitch, I'm just getting to know this man. And he was plotting and planning the whole entire fucking time on my little ass. And I'm just like, I hate men like that. I really do. And mind you, I'm going through a whole 9 months pregnant, going through a whole month of just being by myself. Me going through all kind of depressions. Mind you, your bestie was in a dark ass place. Like, it was so bad to the point where, like, I really didn't want to be around people. Like, I became very antisocial. I really didn't want to be around a lot of people. I didn't want to tell nobody this situation, but I'm not gonna lie, I took accountability for my shit. I was woman enough to tell somebody, like, yeah, I was not thinking that night because I was so fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Like, That shit, to this day, I'm not gonna lie, it don't affect me no more. It just teaches me you can't lay with everybody. You can't do certain things with everybody because, you know, you gotta watch, be on your P's and Q's about these man folks. But I'm gonna say when he finally seen his kid, and this was when JCM was fresh out the damn girl, fresh out the fucking hospital, bitch. Girl, I was so under so much medication because I was in pain because, you know, girl got stretched out. Girl had to get it stitched back up.
Lord.
Mind you, this bitch.
Terrified. I'm terrified of vaginal birth. But go ahead.
Girl, you. That's why I ain't having no more.
Lord.
I ain't having no more until I get married. Find the right one. But yeah, that bitch, what the fuck he did? But yeah, he came, seen his kid, gonna talk about, damn, he do look like me. Ew. And every time he see this damn kid, I be like, who fucking kid else? Like, who kid you think this is? Like, bitch, I don't go around dumping babies off on niggas. I'm just not that type of bitch. I will go back, I will rewind, go back in my tracks and, you know, ask questions, you know, whatever. I ain't afraid to, like, come to a man and, like, actually figure out who did what, when, where.
Right.
Like, that shit was just, like, that shit was so irritating the whole entire fucking time. When I tell you, bitch, I was clutching my motherfucking soul while this man was in my face. I wanted to beat his ass while my baby was in his hand, because I'm not gonna lie, my baby do not deserve a fuck nigga like that. Jeremy, motherfucking Daniels.
Lord.
Bitch ass nigga, count your days on earth.
Oh my God.
You just don't know. Karma is coming your fucking way. And I'm gonna keep your bitch ass on child support to the day you fucking die.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you played in me and my child face for the longest. And he keep on trying to play in JCN face. And I keep on telling JCN, that's one thing about me. I ain't no bitter nerf fuckboy ass type of baby mama. Either you see your kid or you don't. I'm not gonna keep you from your kid. You know where the fuck I stay at. I try to be as understanding as I can. I understand, yeah. Men folks, y'all fall under this, like, bad times. Y'all have y'all ups, y'all have y'all downs. Just like us. We have our ups, we have our downs. But what we do is we suck it up and we deal with it. Because we have mouths to feed. We have kids. That bitch, he want to run with his problems. He want to drink with his problems. He don't want to face his problems head on. And that's what I mean by the difference between a man and a little ass boy.
Yeah.
And then my thing is, yeah, he don't take his responsibilities. And the first thing he say is, oh, I just did this for my other kids. Okay, so what about this kid?
What?
Girl, yes. I'm Lord. Also, yes. Jeremy Daniels have how many fucking kids? Like, I'm going to say a football team. Football team full of kids. Mind you, he got some bomb-ass baby mamas. I'm not going to lie. They all bomb. They all get together. But it's just me and how I feel because I'm so antisocial. And I'm not going to lie. I'm working on that for myself this year to not be so antisocial. I want to be more socialized with just my kid. Interacting with his brothers and sisters. I want that all day, every day for my kid. But to the point where I have to save his feelings and save certain questions, yeah, that's another thing I'm going to have to work on too. Because, like, JCN be asking about, like, his siblings. He be asking about the whole shebang. Mind you, I can't tell him certain stuff. And and trust me, I'm, girl,
I can't. But I would say this. That's, like... I feel like with that, because he is dumping all that responsibility out on you, like, I feel like that should be his responsibility to be like, this is your brother. Like, he has to at least introduce his other kids,
girl,
to y'all kid together. He has to at least do that. Like, the responsibility always falls back on the mom. Because if you think about it, at the end of the day, you can have a kid with somebody, and let's say y'all been together for years. Y'all been together for 5 years, 10 years, or not even been together at all. Y'all just end up fucking around and got pregnant. But, like, that man could always go. That man could always pick up his life, move to another state, move to another country, live fucking freely. The responsibility always falls on the mother. Always. 100%. No matter if that man is going to be active or inactive, it's always going to fall back. And this is why I always say, in a predicament where I feel like in my mind, or, you know, whatever, it's just my thought on it. If I ended up pregnant and the man is like, I don't want to have that baby, I'm not ready to be a father or whatever, I'm going to talk to him about it. Like, hey, I'm pregnant, whatever be the case. And he's like, no, I'm not ready. I'm not about to have that baby. Because then that just opens it up for me to be a single mother. I'm not signing myself up for that, bro. Because I already know how that's going to go. I know for a fact this nigga is A, gonna not be in the picture and say, you had the baby. I didn't tell you to have it. I told you to get an abortion. You ain't listen. Or B, suck it up. He may suck it up. But he may suck it up years later. What if it take him 18 years to suck it up and be like, man, I ain't want to have a baby. But I'm gonna come around now. I was mad the whole time at your mama. Actually, mama was mad at her. She know. Oh, because you told me
to get rid of the baby. That's what it is, Ashanti. I really feel like that's what it is. And it's like I told him, I have no regret. Like, I have no regrets having my kid. I have none. And some of your viewers might be like, oh, why you ain't get an abortion? Why you ain't? First of all, I ain't gonna lie. Other family members, I'm not gonna put their names out, asked me, do I want to go get an abortion? And I told them no. Or I'll think about it. Mind you, I'm scared. This is my first kid.
Yeah.
A lot of shit was going through my mind.
Yeah.
But in my sense, I was just like, damn, what if I get this abortion and it goes wrong? And
can't have another baby.
I go crazy, or if I can't have another baby or some shit. Like, I was having so much cloudness in my judgment while I was like making those decisions. Cause I'm not gonna lie, like having your first kid is nothing like having your first kid. Like, you are gonna be in love with this baby for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's your first love. But to the point where it's like, I'm not gonna lie. Oh my God, it made me wanna cry. I'm not gonna lie. Oh. But I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry because like that shit just came to a point where it's like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I thought me and JCN was not gonna make it because of how depressed I was. Yeah. I didn't want him, because remember, they say that your baby feels everything that you feel.
Yes.
And I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know he was like, damn, my mama is really going through it because she felt like somebody that, you know, she was getting to know, was, you know, felt the connection to. She thought like they were on the same fucking page. But girl, it wasn't even all that. And then on top of that, I even asked him, like, what are we going to do? And he just sat down and was like, oh, we're going to be a family. Or some dumb shit he said. And I'm like, mind you, in the back of my head, girl, yes. In the back of my fucking head, I was like, I'm like, you really finna let this dumbass nigga psych you into thinking this? And mind you, like I said, being young and dumb and thinking about shit like this, it's just crazy. Like, my mind was all over the place. I was not thinking about his daddy. I was thinking more about myself and what I could do and how I'm going to do it. And mind you, my child's 7 years old. He got his family. He don't need nobody else. Now, he does ask about his father. I'm not going to lie. Like I told the viewers, I never kept a man from his child. He can come see him anytime, any day. Shit, he can come pick JCN up if he wanted to. I never kept nobody. I don't believe in keeping a man away from his kid. Never did, never will, because of how history repeats itself with other women. I hate women that keep, like, I understand, yeah, the reasons, certain reasons. Like, I understand certain reasons. But if their dad wants to see that kid, has to see that kid, wants to hang out with his son, wants to do this, that, and the third, and you giving him shit and you giving him hell about it, bitch ass girl, you need to go to jail. Because why are you giving him hell about that baby? When I tell you, girl, as God is my witness, I wish I could have that man that can come and get JCN from school, pay for lessons to like spend time with his kid, take him on vacations, mm-hmm. do this, do that. Like, I want my child to have that. Because I don't want him thinking, like, when he turned 18, I don't want him thinking, oh, yeah, my mama kept me away from my daddy because of certain reasons what's going on. No, I never kept you away from your daddy, and I never kept your daddy away from you. It's look, just your daddy is falling behind on hard times.
What we not going to do is give him too much credit. Fact that we even, that you even said his name on this fucking podcast. Because yes. He don't even deserve that. Fuck that. And at the end of the day, look, you're going to find an even better man to step up and to you take the responsibility and be like, you know what? I love you. And just because I love you, then I love what you come with. I love your child too. So now your son is our son. He's my son type shit. So Jason is going to have that. He's going to have that. And I know you may feel like it's not happening for you right now. But listen, it's going to come. Just keep.
Bitch, you about to make me cry.
And keep the faith. It's going to happen. Just wait. Like, and sometimes too, and I even said, like, on other episodes, sometimes we got to change up how we do certain shit. Like, even the type mm-hmm. of people that we fuck with. Like, sometimes we gotta change that. Sometimes we gotta change up our type shit. The bad boy, the this and that. Sometimes we gotta change that shit up. If we really want something different, like, shit, go. I mean, I ain't gonna get on Serena Williams. I'm not gonna get on her. But
that girl, look.
I don't discriminate. I'm sorry. I don't.
Girl, I'm just scared of the white man's. I'm just scared.
Listen. Only reason, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna bring it up. Nope. I don't discriminate.
Nope. That's all I'm bring it up.
That oh my
bring
God.
It up. Bring it up. No. We talk about anything. They can't cancel you out. Booking the fuck?
Nah.
Everybody
but,
else talk about crazy shit.
I definitely, for sure, I know that's going to come for you. Just be patient. And when Jay wants to, you know, finally step to his dad to be like, nigga, why the fuck you weren't ever around? Why the fuck
you was never
in my life? Then that's going to be on him to have to take that up with his son. Like, don't even worry about that. You do your part as his mother. You do your part the best that you can to the best of your ability. And the rest of that shit, you let that shit be what the fuck it be. Because it's only so much you can do. It's literally, there's only so much you can do. And I'm not even gonna lie, that shit, like, it really, it pisses me off because it's like.
Yes, it does.
Nigga, you already got 20 kids out here. Like, granted, you may be putting money in different pots and here and there because you didn't create all these different families. But at the same time, even if you don't have anything left over, bring your time, bro. Bring your time. Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's all a child needs is love and support. They can give two fucks about money.
If a nigga was like, man, I ain't got it this week. Bring your ass to come see.
Just bring your ass to come see your kid.
That's it. And me personally,
and I'll be telling him that.
I don't believe in child support. I am just a no, not happening. Like, and not even, it's not against the man. It's none of that. Like, I just don't feel like I need to be the one to force the man to do what the fuck he know. Like, you know that's your responsibility. So if you cannot sit here and help me take care of your child that we both made, then at the end of the day, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do. I've done, like, come on, bro. I will work two jobs. I will work three jobs if I have to. Only because, like, I'm not about to sit here and wait for you to be like, oh, well, I ain't got it. Oh, well, I ain't know. Because then you're going to start disappointing my child. And one thing nobody on this earth going to do is disappoint mine. You got me fucked up. Absolutely not. You want what? Okay, your mom is always going to make sure she come through and she got it. Like, fuck the other shit. I don't care about that. I'm sorry. I'm not setting my kids up for this. No, I'm not. I don't like that. Like, and especially when they're kids. Once they get to a certain age, you can sit them down and be like, look, I know I've always gotten you everything, but I need to let you know that it's not going to always be like that in life. Sometimes you're not going to always get what you want. And that's okay mm-hmm. to explain to them once they get a certain age. But when they're children, mm-hmm. kids, who gonna disappoint them? Like, the fuck? No.
Girl, you can never disappoint a toddler.
Not
happening. All they gonna want. I'm gonna say this. From the age, I'm gonna say a toddler to a newborn to an actual baby. That age, girl, all they ass gonna want is either you, some toys, or some interaction. That's all they want. Or some food. Or some food. Mind you, throughout JCI life, girl, all he got was love, support, and a bunch of shit. JCI can give two fucks about all that. All he want is two things, his mama and some food.
Yeah.
Girl, he didn't give a fuck about them shoes. He didn't give a fuck about them clothes. He didn't give a fuck about none of that. All
kids
he knew
don't
was
really know none of that stuff. Kids are introduced mm-hmm. to that. So, like, with that end, at the end of the day, like, you know, you got a kid out here, or even though it's a possibility of you having a kid out here, take your ass, even if you're unsure, take your ass to be like, you know what? Let's go get this test done. Let's go do this. Let's go, because I'm not really sure. I'm not too sure. It was a fucked up night for me too. I was so fucked up and I don't remember. But not in yeah. your situation. I'm saying, you know, in a different case. In your situation, that guy knew. I'm not going to call him a man. I'm not going to call him a boy. I'm not going to call him a bitch. I'm going to say that guy knew what the fuck. Because he said, yeah, you might as well say you pregnant. Excuse me? Yeah, no. You would have
said what?
I would have got to plan B the next day, bitch. Because what?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't know shit about plan B's. Like, girl,
That was a while ago. That was a long time ago.
I ain't know shit about shit. That's why that was that young, dumb, gone wild shit. That's why I said, like, it's always... Oh, yeah, and another thing, you should always teach your kids, like, about contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, condoms, Plan Bs. Because now, these days, you know, we can't get abortions.
Mm.
But, you know, yeah, either
six
one.
Six-week ban is wild. Like,
but why would you want to get rid of your baby at a 6 week? Like, bitch, what the fuck y'all got going on?
Here's the thing.
Like, y'all. I understand certain situations, but if your ass just laying down, just fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry, and you don't think you gonna seek them repercussions, and you don't think you gonna get pregnant, bitch, you need to get aborted. Not that
my
baby.
My thing is the 6 week ban, and we gonna talk about it. Like, females don't really know they pregnant until around 6 weeks. So you about to say, I didn't have kids, so I know immediately. Oh, nah, it ain't right. I know immediately. I know.
When I feel like, bitch, the world is ending in my vajayjay.
Yeah, okay. For me, it's, I automatically, like, I can smell everything. Like, my nose opens
everything up.
I, like, either get sick as hell, like, I'm throwing up, or... No, not throwing up. That's in 6 weeks is when I start throwing up.
I start to get hungry,
like, really bad. Like, when I say bad, my hunger pain is just, like, if I don't eat, I feel
it's
like I'm throwing
munchies.
Up. Yeah. I can smell everything, and I gotta eat. I have to eat all times of
the
night. I will
the
wake
most
up
big
at 12...
Shit.
Girl... I will have to wake up at 12 o'clock in the morning, like, I'm hungry. And if I don't eat right now, I feel like I'm going to be sick. Like, that happened with Kaylee. And I was just like, oh, what is going on? Why am
I so hungry?
Like, what?
I remember.
Girl, like, oh, shit, man.
I remember.
Man.
And then with Casey, I know you was like, bitch, I don't want to get pregnant.
No, see, that's the crazy part. But we're not going to talk about that on this episode.
Yeah, we know.
But...
Yeah.
That was a whole thing. Because that was a whole thing. That's way more into it. But,
Intense.
I do want to say, ladies, specifically ladies out there, this weekend is Valentine's Day weekend. If y'all are going on a first date, make sure you know that man well enough to, if y'all do end up having sex, because everybody's grown, right? Y'all yes, do end are. Up having sex and, you know, use protection. And even if you don't, make sure you have some kind of plan in place. So that way, if anything does happen, you either on birth control, you on, or you taking plan B or something. Because the way shit is set up for us right now, our it's right crazy. As women, like, we can't, like, come on, bro.
It's, we can't do crazy. Shit.
It's crazy out here. So if y'all trying to avoid no weird shit, make sure you know that man at least, or make sure you know what his plans are, or not his plans, but make sure
just
you
know whether questions. Or not. Exactly.
Exactly. So what if this condom break? Like, what are we doing? Are we going to get a plan B just in case? Okay, got you. Or you want to have a baby, or you don't want no kids for the next 5 years? Like, it's just certain things you want to know. And a lot of niggas lie too, just to get a pussy. Let's be real with that. Like, a lot of niggas
lie. Do.
But know what your plans are. Like, even if y'all not going on a first date for Valentine's Day this weekend, and it's just Valentine's Day, if you don't want no baby in November, if you don't want a Scorpio, make sure you go ahead
your
and
dumb ass wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, enjoy y'all time. Happy Lover's Day. And go ahead and thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. I know we was, you know, a little bit all over the place, but that's just how we are.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, I know. That's how we are. And
love her.
Love you too, babe. And see y'all on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.